The following presentation is brought to you by www.talkingmp3players.com, the home of the affordable talking MP3 players.
In this presentation, I'm going to be going over the Mikus Bluetooth devices that we now carry on our website. You can find them listed in the specials page or in the combo boxes found below each player when you order from the specials page or from the individual player page. I'm going to be explaining and demonstrating the TX, which is a transmitter, being used with the RX, which is the receiver. These two devices enable non-Bluetooth devices to be used as Bluetooth devices are used. For example, using your talking MP3 player, which is not natively a Bluetooth device, with any kind of speakers that are not Bluetooth devices natively. I'm going to be using a SansaClip Zip, and I'm going to use the TX to pair it with the RX connected with the clip-on stereo speaker case, which can be found on our accessories page. Neither one of the devices, either the clip zip or the clip-on stereo case, are Bluetooth devices, but they will be enabled as such with the use of the TX and the RX devices. So the first step is describing what the TX looks like. The TX is a rectangular device which is smaller than the clip zip. It's thinner than the clip zip as well. It has a headphone plug sticking out of one side, and that swivels so it can be flat against the side of the device or sticking out so that you can connect it to the headphone jack on your player. There is one button on the device found on the back of the device in line with the stereo plug. So if you just feel behind it with your finger, you'll find a rectangular button which can be pressed. It's very flush with the device, but if you feel around with your finger, you'll be able to find it. To turn on the TX, you hold the button down for 3 seconds. Count it slowly, as in 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. To turn it off, you count to 5 while holding it down. To put it into pairing mode, you hold the button down for 8 slowly counted seconds. Now, if you're going to pair it with a Bluetooth device, you don't turn the TX on first. You just take the TX and hold the button down for 8 seconds. The package contains the Mikus Bluetooth transmitter and the USB cable for charging it. So that's a description of the TX. Now we're going to look at the RX. It's the same size as a TX, except not as thick. Instead of a plug sticking out of the upper left-hand side, you have a headphone jack. The button is in the same location on the back in line with the headphone jack. Same type of button. To turn it on, you hold the button down for 3 slowly counted seconds. To turn it off, it's 5 seconds. And to put it into pairing mode, you hold it down for 8 slowly counted seconds. The RX comes packaged with the USB cable for charging it, a headphone plug to headphone plug cable, a short headphone plug to headphone plug adapter, and a Y adapter with a headphone plug on one end and two RCA plugs on the other end. Now we're going to pair the TX with the RX. I'm going to turn on the RX device into pairing mode by holding the button down for 8 seconds. 1 Mississippi, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's now in pairing mode, and I'm going to go ahead and connect it to the clip-on stereo speakers. I'm going to turn the speakers on so we can see if there's any sound when it's paired. Alright, now we're going to put the TX in pairing mode. We just Hold the button down for 8 seconds. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6 Mississippi, 7, 8. And we let go of the button. Now we put the two devices next to each other. And we'll wait about 30 seconds. I already heard a small beep from the speakers. Let's see if there's any other sounds. All right, that should be 30 seconds. So let me get the TX and plug it into the player till it thunks into place. Now I'm going to turn on the player. And there it is. It's transmitting to the RX plugged into the speaker case. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close up the speaker case with the RX inside it. And I'm going to zip it up. All right. I'm going to put that down here. Now the player is turned on, so we press the select button. On recent bookmarks.
Bookmark 1, folder, tutorials. Index 8, time 3, seconds, file, introduction to talking MP3 players.
There it is. My player is playing through the speaker case.
The following presentation is brought to you by www.talkingmp3players.com. Create a bookmark. Introduction to talking MP3 players. Tutorials.
As you can see, I'm navigating with my player.
Files.
And it's coming through the portable speaker case.
FM radio. Recording. Settings. System. Recent bookmarks. System.
Let's see how much battery I've got left.
Rockbox info. Battery level 65%, 10 hours, 15 minutes.
Okay, not too bad.
Rockbox info. System. Recent bookmark files.
Let's choose a song to play.
Tutorials. Recordings. Podcasts. Playlists. My music.
Let's go in there.
Bridget Codeless. Bridget Codeless's biography. Sad song, cigarettes and beer. Through it all. War of the heart. Where we choose to go.
And let's hear what it sounds like. So the only thing connected to my player is the TX, which is a transmitter. I can pause, and then I can unpause. I can go to the next track. This is Garfin. Lower the volume or raise it. I went to the next track. This is Garfin. I can go to previous track. Back to Bridget's folder. So you can have the speakers across the room and use your player while you're laying in bed or next to your desk while you're working or whatever.
Galaxy Press presents the Golden Age Radio Theater, bringing you the very best.
You can play audiobooks. So you have complete control from your player. I'm going to stop playback.
Create a bookmark where we choose to go. Bridget Codeless. My music.
Alright, so basically you can connect the TX to your player, and you can use the RX to enable any device which has a headphone plug to receive Bluetooth signals, such as speakers, regular earphones, headphones, stereo system, you name it, anything with a headphone plug that you can insert into the headphone jack. And you can control the sound that comes out through the Bluetooth enabled device from your player, thanks to the TX, which is the transmitter. So it sends out a signal and the RX receives the signal. You saw how easy it was to pair it up. You take the receiver first, you hold the button down for 8 slowly counted seconds, that puts it in the pairing mode. Then you take the TX, you hold down the button for 8 slowly counted seconds, and then you put them close together. I'd say no more than a couple feet apart. After a few seconds, it'll pair up, and since I had the speaker turned on, you heard a beep once it paired. And that's basically the simplicity of using the TX and the RX devices. Now we also have the RTX. This is a device that does both receive or transmit. This is a home unit which sits on your entertainment center or next to your stereo, and it's wired to your stereo system or entertainment center. It's basically a home unit, and you can transmit from your entertainment center to any Bluetooth enabled device, headphones, or whatever. So you could actually listen to your stereo while you're walking around the house doing chores or out in the yard or whatever. It has a pretty good range of about 150 feet. So you can actually even go out into your yard and you should still be able to pick up the signal on your Bluetooth headphones. The range on the TX and the RX devices is shorter, maybe 30 feet or so. You can use the TX with your player or other device, such as a laptop, other type of player, VictorStream, BookPort, anything that has a headphone jack. The RX can be used with anything that has an audio in, stereo systems, you can use it on a car, stereos, that kind of thing. So far I've used it on my stereo system, and I've used it on our car stereo. And right now I'm using it on the portable speaker case, which we sell. Like I said, you can use it with headphones if you like, and that kind of thing. The RTX is a larger device, as it does both receiving or transmitting. It has 3 buttons on the front. The middle one, which is a larger button, is the power button. So to turn on the RTX, you hold down the middle button for 3 seconds. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. To put the RTX in the pairing mode, you hold the appropriate button, whether it's receiving or transmitting, for 5 slowly counted seconds. That puts it into the pairing mode. On the left hand side you have the transmit button, and on the right hand side you have the receive button. To turn off the RTX device, you hold the center button for 3 slowly counted seconds. The RTX comes with the AC wall adapter, the USB cable, a dipole antenna, a headphone plug to 2 RCA plugs adapter cable, and a cable that has 2 RCA plugs to 2 RCA plugs. Once you've paired the Bluetooth devices, they don't need to be repaired every time you want to use them. They'll remember each other, and if you're using the RX, you can just connect it to another device or the same device. And the same with the TX. You can plug it into another source device, such as a cell phone or laptop or whatever, and it'll still be paired with the RX. It's the devices themselves that are paired, the TX, the RX, as well as the RTX. Each package will also contain a user manual. I will also be emailing you the instructions in an email, so that you can read it without having to scan in the user manual or having somebody sign it around to read it to you. As you heard, these 3 devices are very easy to use. There is nothing complicated about them. You can turn them on, turn them off, get them into pairing mode very easily. That's pretty much it for this audio presentation. Thank you very much for listening.
To find out more about our products and services, visit www.talkingmp3players.com. And, don't forget to visit the specials page to see our latest weekly sale.